Rebel Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Who Cares Wins. I'm Jan Mulligan and it's Monday, it's May. Have you enjoyed your bank holiday, Angela?
Yes, thank you, Jan. You sound very deep and dulcet and very, very listenable today, Jan.
That's the week off. That's yes. What does it.
You sound fabulous. I've had a great week, thank you. Yes, fabulous bank holiday. Although we had lots of people tweeting and talking about the show from last week.
Yes.
In fact, at the Faversham Tweet Up, we had people talking about the spring cleaning affair. And we've also had a lovely cappuccino and a hot chocolate next door in the bistro, the new bistro down here at Heglands Farm.
That's Kate at the bistro.
Lovely lady. We're going to talk a little bit because she's doing a fabulous Father's Day event or Father's Day meal. So we're going to talk about the details of how you can book in. She's got a couple of tables left.
Excellent. And we also caught up with Kerry Hales this morning.
Yay.
Following her triathlon.
She ran in.
Victory.
She cycled in.
Swam the last bit. But she's looking very, very well.
She looks very good.
And she was just updating us on some of the things she's been doing. So whilst we have events at the end, I want to get this one in early because we did meet Kerry this morning. Her next group coaching session starts on June the 12th.
Yes, ladies.
Yes, Pure, P-U-R-E, in Whitstable High Street. It's a chance to connect, get support and find out and do what you want to do next. So good group coaching going on there. And that's Kerry Hales on Twitter, on Facebook, Kerry Hales, the complete coach. Yay. So we'll post details about that later on.
There's some great success stories from those groups that she's been running.
Absolutely. Mm. Now, we have a fantastic topic today.
We do.
My own interest is here. I'm going to, as always, give you a little taster.
I like it.
Here we go.
See how she did that? She just, you know, blended it in.
Very good.
Food allergies, raw food
allergies. She's off. Oh no, this is where I need a video listener so that I can video Jan dancing. Dancing around the studio, she is. Stop headbanging, Jan.
But we're going to find out, because this is saying food allergies. And actually,
it's not just about food allergies.
No. It's also intolerances. But mainly, it's about healthy eating.
Yeah.
And our guest today is Emily Kersley-Baker. Hello, Emily.
Thank you.
And representing her company, which is Food at One.
Yes, indeed.
Or three, or four.
No, you see, that's the problem. We're going to come to that.
Oh, yes.
It's healthy eating.
Oh, sorry, Jan.
So welcome, Emily.
Thank you.
And you have a fascinating background as to how you got involved with food and healthy eating. So, as always, we like to find out about our guest and where they've come from, what's got them here today.
Okay.
And I think yours is a proper journey, isn't it?
Certainly is. Well, it takes me back to being when I was, well, doing my A-levels, really. Unfortunately, I bombed. I got E's, D's and U's.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Isn't
Well, for somebody who was
probably
going...
E's are good, aren't they?
Well, you know, for somebody who was probably going for like a B or a C, that was quite, you know, I was a bit disappointed. Aww. But I just couldn't concentrate. I just could not remember anything. It was a really stressful time, you know, as it is. Mm-hmm. But I was really struggling and I'd never had a problem before. And, I just knew something was up.
Right.
And, I was a bit bigger and I just couldn't lose weight. And I was, you know... feeling really poorly. I had recurring tonsillitis and
that's horrible.
I know. And right when my A levels were, they're like, would you like to have your tonsils out or would you like to do your A levels? I was like,
oh, big choice. I'll have my tonsils out, please.
I think I should have gone for that one, really. I just carried on, struggled along, thought,
right,
you know, okay, let's just get through this. So when I was meant to, you know, I decided I'd take a gap year, go travelling. Now, unfortunately, they had to go on pause, really, because I had to look at myself, look at my diet. I decided to visit a nutritionist,
right,
who was one along many of the holistic therapists that I've met and gone to. Mm. And she actually turned out to be the key to finding out what was wrong with me, really. So I discovered that I had multiple food intolerances. So we're not just talking one, we're talking four.
I like your style.
No.
Go full out.
I'm sorry. I can beat that.
Oh, come on, it's not a competition. I know that Emily's got a competition running, but...
Yes, you can win a prize, folks.
Yeah.
I know how to do that. So you have four. I think that's a mere practice run, personally. But
Well, I have four main ones.
Right.
So my four main ones are wheat, yeast, dairy, and sugar.
Okay.
But I also have a couple of other odd ones, like potatoes, anything from maize or corn. Mm-hmm. Trying to think here. Alcohol, that's a no-go, really. Right. And for someone my age, I don't go out partying, you know.
So how did your nutritionist find out? Sort of tests?
Yes, lots of tests, really. It was mainly, I have to say, I actually started along the anti-candida diet.
Okay, yes.
So I kind of said to her, I don't really want to take lots of pills. I've done all that. Like, I was taking antibiotics when I was having the tonsillitis, and right. I wanted it to be completely, like, holistic and eat, maybe changing my diet. So I did. So, yeah, I cut out wheat, yeast, dairy, sugar, alcohol. Didn't take any antibiotics for 8 months. We're talking about, I was determined. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing could deter me. I didn't crave sugar. Oh, yeah, and I cut out fruit as well.
Because of the natural sugars.
Because of natural sugars. Yep. And, okay. Yeah, I did really well. I became a person again. You know, I got my memory back, and nothing can change that.
That's incredible, isn't it? The difference when you hit on something that's working.
Absolutely, yes, because beforehand, people used to, like, click their fingers at me, you know, mm-hmm. because I couldn't stay, like, focused.
Right.
I couldn't have a conversation like we're having now. I would be like, sorry, why am I here? You know,
like... Who am I?
I do that every week.
Yeah, we'll test you later.
I think I need to talk to Emily.
Yeah. So, it was absolutely wonderful. And then going from that, I just learned that I had to cook everything from scratch. I couldn't buy food on the go.
Right.
My first trip to Sainsbury's when I found out that, or supermarket, I found out that with my food intolerances was, let's go around reading every ingredient, you know.
Yeah.
It took me 2.5 hours and I came out with like 10 items, you know. And that led me into focusing more on vegetables, more on healthy grown foods, nature's produce, really. So I look for the naturally healthy option in the sense of how much human intervention has gone into this.
So most people have heard of organic.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that kind of it in a nutshell, or are there then subcategories that you look into?
Yes, and seasonal as
right.
well, you know. So like... going towards like eating healthily on a budget,
mm-hmm.
people say, oh, well, eating healthily is expensive. Not necessarily.
No, not necessarily.
If you're making the right choices, then you're, and knowing, learning about what's in season,
yeah.
then there's going to be more demand,
mm-hmm.
and
the prices will come down.
Tis the season to be jolly.
Stop it.
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh, put that in the box.
Couldn't resist.
Yes, yeah, so as you say, apart from that season,
yes,
other seasons season. When yeah. there is an abundance. So strawberries at Wimbledon.
Yes.
That's the time of year when strawberries are
can
available.
I have cream?
You can.
You
I'll
can.
Have to go
we
for
can.
Coconut
oh, okay.
cream.
I'll have your share.
So a couple of things you mentioned as we were talking there. Firstly, the tests.
Yes.
Most people hear tests and they think, oh, you know, it's going to be painful, it's going to be uncomfortable, it's going to be time consuming. What sort of tests did you go through?
I'm trying to go back to it all now. It was mainly looking at my diet.
Right.
So I had to write out a food diary.
Uh-huh.
So most people, as soon as you say food diary, they go, I haven't got time.
Yep.
Can't do it.
Yes,
not got time.
My clients try and wriggle out of it.
But it's really, really key, because it's not necessarily you're going to be judged on what you're eating, just that something, there might be something that you're just eating too much of.
Right.
And that generally is kind of what an intolerance is. If you can't tolerate a large amount of that food substance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Can I just add,
yes.
as a little tip for anyone that's listening about food diaries, is one of the wonderful ways that I've suggested, don't have to write it down. Take photos. Most people have got a phone these days. Just take a photo of what you're about to eat before you eat it, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And
that's
maybe take a photo of what's left, if there is any.
No, there's a concept that's not quite gelling, but yeah.
But the first bit, yeah. Take a photo, then you have to write it down.
Yeah, that's really good, because then you can also look at portion size, don't
yes.
you?
Yes.
So
size of
so
my plate.
You can't put your phone next to the plate to give portion, because you're taking a photo of, so you need a
knife
or fork
yeah.
next to it to
yeah.
give size of
plate. Or your hand or fist.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. So there you go. Free. So that was free. Let's give that away.
Yeah.
No charge.
And the other thing you mentioned is you followed a Candida diet. Yes. So for those who've not heard of Candida before.
Okay. It's an overgrowth of yeast in your large intestine, which attacks your immune system.
Right.
So hence the recurring tonsillitis and cystitis. My immune system was down, and that's what just started happening. So I started getting infections.
Right, and I've heard of it connected with ME,
yes.
Chronic fatigue. Sometimes it's sort of chicken and egg of what came first.
What
did
came
the
first?
Infection come first, or did the rundown cause the infection?
Yes, and they tend to say, like research suggests, that overeating of sugar is the main cause.
I was just about to ask that. Is it, you know, from a particular thing, or is it a generic food intake? If you're eating too much of this and this, that then turns into the sugar within your body?
Yes, exactly. So for example, white rice, you think, oh yeah, it's healthy, rice is healthy, but white rice is processed, it's bleached, you know,
starchy,
it turns
something
to sugar in your body. So although you might think, oh well, I'm not eating a chocolate bar, or you know, I'm not eating sweets, but then you're still eating apples and bananas, in particular, like tropical fruit, really high in sugar.
Yeah.
I was an absolute massive fan of orange juice and did not know that this contributed. I mean, I you know, my diet wasn't bad. It was fairly, if you looked at it, it was good. I was having yogurt for breakfast. I was having maybe like a banana for a snack, and wasn't really a massive bread fan. So that was a bit of a shock when it happened, because again, bread, white flour turns to sugar in the body, and nowadays sugar is found in bread, so you want to be really careful. But yes, so I it really made me look at my diet in a different way. I just couldn't believe it, really. So,
and at university you were studying?
I actually studied
business studies to begin with, so that's given you some background to then set up your own business. But then you did a sidetrack based on your newfound knowledge.
So 4 years at Southampton. If I could have chosen a better subject, I don't think so, because it's given me the foundation to actually set Food at One Up. So
excellent.
But yes, so on the sideline of working, so I got the money, I got my financial backing myself, and I studied on the side nutrition, and first of all it was holistic, and then I wanted to take it that one step further into advanced. So
excellent. So not only
point out to the listener that this lovely lady beside us here has done all of this, and is the mere young age group as opposed to our age group, Jan.
What are you trying to say?
Just that it doesn't necessarily have to be when you've got oodles and years of experience behind you. It's actually a passion, an interest, and a personal experience.
Absolutely.
And now, wow, running your own business. But obviously, the business studies helped.
It's the education with the life experience, with the passion and the determination.
There's a formula.
There's an acronym in there somewhere,
like
isn't there?
And a formula. That plus that equals something.
Absolutely. Well, we touched on something there, because you said about the repetition and eating too much.
Yes.
So this next song from the 80s.
Oh, I love this.
You'll recognise this as soon as you hear it. This is somebody who hasn't learnt about food rotation.
I'd like to tell you a story about when I was a very young boy. I must have been 3 or 4 months old at the time, and I didn't know what I wanted. But if I did, I wouldn't have been able to tell anybody, because all I could do was gurgle. So I sat there in the high chair, thinking one day, looking at the tray, and thinking what I'd give for a meal on there. So I started looking around the kitchen to see what I could have. I was rubbing my eggy soldier in my head, trying to think. And then I looked over in the corner, and there's a yellow and white bread bin with its mouth open, just staring at me like I saw bread in there. I thought, I'll have toast. A little piece of toast. Well, then I started getting older, and I hated this, I hated that. Expensive steak was ludicrous, and cafes couldn't cater for the finer things in life. The upper crust was not for me. I could tell that. So I'd go home, switch the kitchen light on, put the grill on, slip a slice under, and have toast. A little piece of toast. Because there's so much to choose from. There's brown bread, white bread, Also, it's a wholemeal bread. It comes in family packages with writing on the side. But it doesn't matter which one you have, because cut the crust off, have it with marmalade or butter, cheese, tomatoes, beans, banana. Or chocolate, if you're strange, it doesn't really matter. Oh, no, it all goes with toast. A little piece of toast. I'm going to think about it some. That's toast. Just toast. Friday was me day off. I went down the supermarket with me basket in me hand. I'm walking from one counter to another, trying to find a bread store, but I can't find it anywhere. And then I bumped into a mother with a baby in a basket, and she says, "Oh look, I'll come down here for a little bit of peace and quiet, get some bread to go home making toast. Just toast. I like toast." And I says, "Yeah, but I don't know if you like toast." Okay, scrape that toast, boys. Ladies and gentlemen, that's toast. Just toast. I can't think about it anymore. I've got to go and have some.
Yeah, I must admit, I'm getting a bit brown. I'm standing here as well. Take that off. Should we go and have some toast?
Let's go.
Okay, then.
Channel Radio.
So welcome back to Who Cares Wins. Do you fancy some toast?
I do. Hot buttered wholemeal toast. I could just go some.
Yeah, we're the only one.
I just might pop next door, Jan. I'll just leave you, okay? I'm just going to go and see Kate next door at the bistro and ask for some toast.
So we're talking today with Emily Curzon-Baker of Food at One. And before that track, we were talking about various food intolerances and Emily's journey to setting up Food at One. But we've missed a little stage.
We've had a tweet.
We've had a tweet,
Emily.
Oh.
We have a listener.
Oh, wow. And
in fact, we saw Julie this morning. She's been a guest on our show as well. Julie from Time to Shine, hypnotherapy. But she says she's listening in. So hello, Julie. She's enjoying hearing Emily's story and has also found the great recipes on Emily's website.
Oh, he's jumping ahead.
So you're spoiling it. You're spoiling it.
Spoiler alert.
Julie. But thank you for listening, Julie.
Thank you. Yes.
So, well, we'll get to recipes in a little bit, but the almost, not the final stage, but a penultimate stage to setting up Food at One was at university and your dissertation.
It was. Well, actually, it was what came up with my name, really, for Food at One. So, my dissertation, I decided to write a business plan on about food on the go, because eating with food intolerances on the go is pretty hard, not to mention multiple food intolerances.
Angela laughs at me because I've always got a little stash of food with me.
I would never laugh. Me? Laugh?
Well,
I don't
good.
Know what
at
that
least
is.
You plan. Yes. Sometimes I forget and then I'm like, oh God, I'm going to have to go hungry. It's not a good thing. No, Emily hungry is like really bad. So I did my dissertation, and at the time I wanted a name, mm-hmm. and I was thinking, trying to have a think, you know, food good for you, food for life, food all sort of, like, wanted it food focused.
Yeah.
I suddenly thought, what about at one? Because, you know, it could be lunchtime,
mm-hmm.
but also at one with the body. So I want it to be comfortable with me.
I like that. Yeah. She's talking my language, Jen.
Good stuff. So that's pretty much the dissertation. It was about a product that I wanted to take to market for food on the go.
Right.
But as I did more and more research, I suddenly dawned on me that probably would have to have, you know, a pretty healthy bank balance.
Yes.
So I thought, yes, this is going to probably take 20 years of work to get mm-hmm. that sum. So I will just put that on hold for a minute.
Right.
It's not. It's never going away. Because
so your master plan, world domination,
yes,
will follow.
It will follow. Just starting off.
Well, it'll be from now. She's been on Who Cares Wins.
Ah, yes.
Well, exactly.
That's it now. Worldwide domination.
We're not quite the Dragon's Den, but
no,
much nicer.
Much nicer. Yes. it just gave me the sort of the foundation, really. I talk about healthy foundations. That gave me the foundation as to this is something I want to do, Food
right.
at One.
Mm-hmm.
Gave me my name, which is important.
Absolutely.
But then as I started sort of thinking about, you know, designing Food at One and, you know, all the stuff that goes in before the website, I suddenly thought, well, healthy eating doesn't just have to be for people with food intolerances.
Yeah, absolutely.
It can be for everybody and anyone who's interested. And I know I'm sort of taking, I'm going away from the norm, because people say that you should have a niche and food intolerances is your niche. I think healthy eating is more my niche.
No, I disagree. I think actually, yes, I think there's much to say about healthy eating.
Yeah.
Is a niche. Yes. In itself, because people sometimes can focus in on intolerances and just see that part. But actually, you're saying quite rightly, sit back and look at the holistic view of what are you eating?
Because the also thing that I found, as you might have found when you started off, is you're told what you're intolerant to, so you avoid that like the plague, and then you start repeating everything else.
But
and
also,
that repetition causes problems in itself. So it's the balanced diet.
Or the question
the
I'm sure you must have had with that long list you mentioned earlier is, okay, well, what can I eat then?
Constantly. What can you eat? And it's such a silly question, really. Well, how long have you got, really? Because I can go into detail, you know. But it's the stuff that is available, the alternatives that are widely available to buy, I'm so put off by them because they've just got too many ingredients in them that I can't pronounce. And, you know, that to me instantly goes, well, where's that from? What does that do? Like, for example, xanthan gum.
Mm-hmm.
For ages, I thought, oh, no, this is good. You know, it's going to give me my structure and, you know, the gluten-free products. Actually ended up making me really bloated. I was very sick. I started having to lie down after I'd eaten it, like not being, again, getting the foggy headed, not being able to focus. And I led it back to being this in this product, because I had, you know, investigating constantly.
You're a little researcher, aren't you?
I am.
She is,
I love
she?
Researching. So, yeah, so it's very, very funny that, you know, people think that, oh, well, by, you know, removing that food, not going to eat it, that suddenly your habits don't really change that much and you become a bit too rigid in what you are eating, and you might actually develop another food intolerance because you're continually eating that one thing. So
absolutely. Well, so you mentioned your researching, and your eyes light up when we talk about research.
She does, doesn't it? She's all animated.
When we first met at a networking event, you were researching eating out.
Yes,
it was quite tough, you were saying, because you were putting yourself out there and going to a restaurant, phoning ahead, checking
Indeed.
That they could cope.
Yes.
And then finding out bad reactions later that they not necessarily.
So, well, I have found a bit of a, here's a free tip, people.
Another one.
If you write a list of what you can eat and what you cannot eat, and have that as a sort of backup. So if you go to a restaurant and say, can you cater for my needs? And they say, yes, we can. And they think they know, because maybe they've had someone who was gluten or dairy or something, but not quite the same, because I don't know why, but somehow we get branded as having the same intolerance.
Yes.
I'm not sure why. But anyway, if you go to them and say, can you cater for me? If you get a yes, say, is it okay if I send you my list of intolerances and like food products and what I can eat?
Mm-hmm.
So that way it gives them a little bit of a, you know, a field to play in, so that you don't end up with something that you can't eat. Because it's, I don't know about you, but I feel really bad when I find it very hard to say, oh no, I can't eat that. So I like slip it onto someone else's plate. So it looks like it's been eating.
Sharing,
you know?
Yes.
So yes, eating, you've just got to really grill the waitress, mm-hmm. and if you get dismissed by them, don't stop there, you know, ask to talk to the chef or whatever, because like, I've been to like Orlando, and it, in particular Disney, I know they are a slightly, you know, they go really full at it with
customer
service.
I noticed she's just name dropping there that she's a globe trotter.
<Sorry. laughs> But I have to say the Disney way is amazing. I have never ever in England been mm-hmm. introduced to a chef before. Like, right. My head chef has come out to me on many occasions and he's gone, what do you fancy? And I've gone, oh, this looks good, could we perhaps pair this together? Definitely. Why don't we take this, like, say roasted vegetables from this macaroni cheese side, add it to here, you know, move this up. I was absolutely blown away. I actually cried at one point with joy. Because I was just made to feel so special, and that as a restaurant,
that's because you are.
As a restaurant, you want people to come and eat in your restaurant, that you want them to enjoy the experience. And we're not trying to be like a pain. We just want to come out and enjoy ourselves too. So,
and it is interesting that so many restaurants have a menu. And when you ask the question, what's in that?
Yes.
You can tell, this is my top tip.
Okay.
You can tell.
Another one.
Between a restaurant that has a chef versus a restaurant that has a cook.
Oh, yes.
And a brigade.
Mm-hmm.
Because a chef will know what's every ingredient's gone into that. A cook and a brigade are opening up frozen, pre-prepared, shipped in from head office.
Yes.
And therefore they don't
get
know
you
the ingredients.
Jan, she's just so knowledgeable.
So that's it. We're top tips all over the place.
Jan
today.
Mulligan, the knowledgeable one. See my Yoda there? The knowledgeable one.
No, that's good. It's good that you can see the difference too. So.
And the set menus that
she gets
bonus
points
shouldn't be set, but they won't change things. Because that's $9.99 and that's $8.99, and I swap those over, and then they don't know what to charge you. Just charge me the expensive thing, but give me what I can eat.
Yes.
Rather than a trip to hospital.
Yes, certainly.
So that's what you were doing at the time, and you were having some mixed results, as you were saying.
Yes.
But since then, gone from strength to strength, because you set the business up.
Yes.
2 years ago now.
Yes. It ran parallel a little bit to my job,
right.
But I'd probably say I've been running it for like 18 months.
Excellent. So.
Fabulous.
And one of the things you do is a Healthy Foundations food plan, standard food plan.
And
we've got one of these to give away.
Yeah.
So
another freebie.
Grab your pad and pen, folks. When we get to the third piece of music, just before we say goodbye to Emily, we'll give you a question.
Yes.
And you can win one of these. But I have one in front of me, and we've tweeted
out. What question?
No. I haven't got any questions.
I'll tell you what, I'll tweet out the picture of it.
Tweet out the picture, absolutely. Because this book is stuffed, packed with loads of lovely recipes. And you were saying earlier, weren't you, that somebody will say to you, well, with your food allergies, you could make yourself a granola.
Yes.
And then as the person, you think, A, what's a granola? And B, what's in a granola?
Exactly.
I thought you were going, A? What's that? A?
So we've got in this book lots of lovely recipes. So what's some testimonials? So,
oh, yes. Well, I trialled it back in last September, and it went down really well. So I felt that they had to go in.
Excellent. So. And some good guidelines. So things like, number one, Angela, eat breakfast.
Don't get me on my soapbox, Jen.
I think we need to move swiftly on.
That's another. Okay. That's another. Well, I might talk to Emily, but it's another discussion and perhaps another show about. I personally have never had breakfast,
okay.
And I also there's an element of listening to your body. So it's yeah.
Yes, I do agree, but I feel that some people that skip breakfast and maybe go for coffee straight away and then start. Experiencing
nibbling.
Up and down,
exactly.
And, you know,
you've got to listen.
Probably,
haven't you?
I would say maybe try eating breakfast
more.
But
so when I start eating Jan's fingers and then working up the arm and just eating anything I can see, then you know there's a sign that I should be having breakfast.
Yes.
Fully agree with that.
Yes,
that's why I look so panicked.
My most.
Or it's skipping breakfast and then going for like the 11s and having like biscuits and stuff like that. Then you know that's when you need to really go for the breakfast really and see yourself through right until lunch.
Exactly. Video diary yourself. Do a selfie.
Well, we were very pleased to hear from Richard when I nipped into his studio in the previous show to tell him about Emily's appearance.
Yes, lovely Richard
but,
Hubbard.
We're trending today, and the BBC have followed us
yes,
because they were talking about Celiac Week.
Yes.
So we were there first because we booked you at least a month
yes,
ago.
Yes, exactly. Is, well yeah. ahead.
Well ahead. So it is Celiac Awareness Week this week.
It is.
And for the benefit of listeners who've heard the word and probably think it's a vegetable.
It's a Muppet.
What is celiac?
Well, celiac, I'm going to give you a brief definition. You can go onto the education section on my website, which will tell you in detail the difference between like celiac and a non-celiac. I know it sounds very strange at the moment. So celiac is a gluten intolerance.
Right.
So when you have an allergic reaction to sort of protein, but it's not sort of like you're going to die instantly. Like if you eat it, well, you've got to get like an EpiPen
requirement.
But it has really detrimental effects on the fact that you can't absorb the nutrients from your body. You're going to have quite severe reactions, as in you're going to be like laid up in bed and off work and stuff like that. And it's just, I don't want to go too graphic, but it really is, you know, something that is very hard to live with, because if you eat it, you're going to have a bad reaction. Whereas the non-gluten sensitivity, you're probably still having the bad reactions and everything, but there is a diagnostic test that can be done.
Okay.
So for celiac, you've had the test and you've tested positive.
Right.
So you know you have it. For the non-glutens, unfortunately, non-celiac, you've had the test and you're negative.
Okay.
But that doesn't make it any worse or any different. You are still celiac. So there's such a like controversy around the subject that, you know, even with my own food intolerances, you know, how can you say that you are sugar intolerant? Only because I know that when I eat sugar, I go spacey-outy and feel dizzy or whatever, you know. So
And so everybody reacts slightly differently as well, don't they, to different intolerances?
Indeed,
so,
yes.
So like you said, you know, chefs lump us all in the one category of, oh, you're allergic to that, therefore it's like vegetarians have to have cottage cheese and cauliflower cheese
or risotto, is it?
Yeah. Oh, risotto. Yes.
Is it white rice though? You see the question.
The question. Too much white rice. So you're now with all your food allergies identified and tolerances identified, well on the road with Food at One.
Indeed.
Thoroughly enjoying life.
Yes.
And you've picked a brilliant song for us to play.
Yes.
Yes.
Jimmy Cliff.
Thank you.
You can get it if you really want.
You can.
And did this inspire you?
Certainly.
Absolutely. Right. Well, we're going to play this for you now. Join us after the break.
You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try. Try and try. You'll succeed at last. Yeah. Persecution, you must fear. Win and lose, you've got to get your share. Got your mind set on a dream. You can get it, don't want it to seem now. Succeed at last. I know it.
Listen.
Rome was not built in a day. Opposition will come your way. But the hotter the battle you see, it's the sweeter the victory. See that last. You can get it if you really want.
Welcome back to Who Cares Wins. So Emily wanted it and Emily's got it. She's got food at one and having the time of her life by the look on her face at the moment. We're going to focus in this next section on the services that you can offer, because whilst we don't normally promote business, this is such an interesting topic.
Oh yes, we do.
And well, yes, right,
but we like it.
Don't give the clue away. But this is eating, this is survival. Yeah.
Indeed.
So this goes beyond the business promotion that we would normally be talking about. And Angela brought up an interesting question during the break.
I wasn't sick, listener, because I haven't eaten breakfast, you see. No. I haven't got any food to bring up.
You had a sarnie. I saw you eat a sarnie.
She's telling me off now. Right. Yes, Jan, I'm listening.
You were asking about whether Emily had classes, visited.
Yes, I was intrigued as to, looking at the website, there's so much information there, things like the recipes, etc. And I was like, oh, so do you do one-to-one? Is it a workshop you do? Is it you go into organisations and work in their kitchen and help with maybe business lunches that are provided, or you're going into the canteens, or do you actually come to my house and with my kitchen, small as is, you show me how to look after myself?
Well, I can do all of those.
Okay. All of the above.
That's
yeah,
on a Tuesday.
That's a good answer.
There is only one of me. And I would like it to be more on a personal level because, you know, we are individuals. We are looking after our own eating habits. Mm. If you're looking in your kitchen cupboard thinking, is this healthy? I don't know. I'm not sure. Am I trying to do this? I don't, what am I doing sort of thing? Or what can I make? You know, please do invite me in. I promise you I won't make it too hard on you.
Hey, is she like a Trini and Susanna, but on the food side?
But there's
let
only
me
one.
Look in your
she
fridge.
Have, she have to do Jekyll and Hyde with herself.
So we'll come in, we'll look at like what are good alternatives to like maybe try out, and and we will do a recipe together. So it won't be more like, here's a recipe, okay, goodbye, get on with it. It's more, okay, what questions do you have? If we approach it with this technique, are you happy doing it this way? Or what, you know, what would suit you more? So like I say, it's all really dictated around you. But
and so if somebody got in touch and they already knew what their intolerances were,
yes,
and they said, but I haven't got a clue how now to make 7 healthy meals a week, would you take the ingredients with you and bill them for that? Or would you tell them what to buy in before you got there? How do you go about it? Is it different for everybody?
It's different for everybody. Right. I, of course, you know, say, well, I have set ingredients I can bring with me, and, you know, we will, you know, it'll be an extra cost, or, you know, we can go shopping together if you've got that time.
Right.
We'll just, you know, make it
She's definitely
longer.
Trini and Susanna, but definitely.
But also, like, going back, it can be an individual or it can be a group session. So this weekend just gone, I worked with Boost Fitness on a residential boot camp. Yeah, so not just fitness involved, but also looking at diets. So we went from anything from, like, you know, maybe having like a breakfast alternative, so like maybe like
she's juices looking at me, listener,
or smoothies or something like that,
getting
and the
complex
benefits behind it, and then moving forward and like having a meal prepared for like lunch. We just did a slightly smaller option,
right.
And then healthy snacks as well, because if we've got to be true to ourselves, we do want to have a snack now and then. We do find that maybe 2 o'clock in the afternoon we're feeling it off, you know, got to get through to 5 and I really could eat something right now, not fancying fruit, need something that's going to be much more like sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked about that, we talked about what good options there would be, and there's plenty in the Healthy Foundations for the food plan.
Excellent. So your chance to win the Healthy Foundations food plan coming up in a moment.
So yes, it was really wonderful working with a group of like 13 people we had, and they were trying products that they wouldn't necessarily try. I even had one product which people had all tried, and it was coconut water. Mm-hmm. And they were like, I'm not trying it again, it was disgusting. It's nothing that I imagined it to be like, having tried a coconut water from a real coconut.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I found this one, and they were like, no. And then I gave it to one person who was dead against it, and she said, oh my goodness, it's lovely. you've got to try it. So then everybody was trying it and they were like, this is really good. So that's where my product researching comes in, you know. Yeah. Just because I find one thing that doesn't work, I'm constantly trying to find something that will work. That's my little mission I have.
And what I like about that is that for anybody else out there who's tried to find certain foods that they can have, when it is in that, excuse me, free from section or the gluten-free section or whatever it is in the supermarket,
yeah,
taking a loaf of bread 5 years ago, gluten-free loaf of bread was a piece of cardboard.
Oh yes,
it was revolting. It's got a lot better, but there are still varieties out there that I would give 10 out of 10 and some that I would give 1 out of 10. And if somebody's done that research for you, it saves money in the long run.
Indeed. Yeah, totally. To know that. And also it kind of makes you not feel so alone.
Yeah.
Because that was one of my big ones when I, well, 6 years ago when I, or 7 years ago when I found out about my food intolerances, I really was like the only one. Like, and especially in my age group, it's coming up more and more now, because it's becoming much more aware about it. But you know, it's cooking in the kitchen again. Love to get in my kitchen cooking away, trying to find a healthy alternative. You know, sugar substitutes, flour substitutes, yeah, what can help with like combining and everything. So
yes. Can I ask on that note something that popped in my head? You said about your age group.
Yes.
And not that I'm jealous at all that you are this wonderful spring chicken, but actually coming back to whether you do any work or is there links within schools, education, or within the colleges or the universities even for, as you say, younger people around the education, you know, that big passion that you're about.
Certainly. I mean, I did look at doing that. I got along the road, but it sort of started come up against, you know, like lots of regulations that need, sure, to be in place and everything. And I don't know, that is something that I really would like to do. And my old school, Fulston Manor in Sittingbourne, they always said to me that they would have me back, and you know, I could do a practice run on everybody, so that would be
so
nice.
Watch this space.
Yeah. Yes. That's like when Jamie Oliver tried to go into the school systems, the barriers that he had to batter down,
unfortunately. Yeah.
And even after doing all that and proving that it could work, it's all gone a bit quiet, hasn't it?
Yes,
because
it has,
as you say, it's the rules and regs and how finances dished
and
out.
Certainly, yeah.
Dished out, do you think?
Dished.
She's no, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I have no words.
So you can do one to ones.
I can. Yeah.
But groups. Also seen on groups, yeah. And also there are cookery classes.
Classes, yes. I've got to get, well, I was doing it myself, like trying to promote the full day class and everything. But I, in the end, went to a venue because I thought that would be like working together, you know, a synergy. And Kent Cookery School in Ashford, I've worked with them as an assistant in their healthy eating course, which was back in May, I think. Yes. And I also took photographs too, because I do like that on the side.
Your website is brilliant because it's images.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
you've got
the
text explanation,
yeah,
but you've got
photos.
The pictures of the recipes.
Yes.
Excellent.
Just
lovely, colourful website.
Thank you. That's exactly what I wanted to go for. So we've been discussing developing like healthy eating, and also we moved on to gluten-free, really, because, you know, so we're covering savoury and sweet dishes. Mm-hmm. And, it's a full jam-packed day, and we've got, like, simple yet effective techniques that can be easily implemented once you know how.
And is this run on a regular basis, or is it a one-off at the moment?
We're going to go with a one-off for the minute.
Right.
And
have you got a date for this?
It is the 7th of June.
Excellent.
Get it in your diaries.
Yes.
So this is at in Ashford?
Yes, it's in Ashford. Mersham Le Hatch Business Village.
Right.
Secret Garden Restaurant, if anybody knows that one.
Okay.
And
to book on, would contact yourself or the venue?
Can contact me, or it's kentcookeryschool.co.uk.
Right. We'll get both of those posted out.
Wonderful.
And so we mentioned the photography.
Mm-hmm.
So is your photography for your own benefit, or have you done photos for other people?
Yes, I have. Like I said, the Kent Cookery School, I was really pleased. We went up to London for the Grand Design Live. And
wow.
Yeah, so it was quite a nice invitation, really.
Yes.
And I was taking photos because he was appearing on Market Lane, and doing a crab cocktail.
Oh, yummy.
Taking lots of like action shots, and it was really, really fun and interesting.
Oh, this is the crab before and after. Miss the crab alive?
No, don't.
Sorry.
I thought it was really interesting. Oh, I can't remember the fact. It was like the male crabs are like much, much bigger to the female crabs, and like you don't realise it until you actually visually see.
Yeah, but it's, you know, quality, isn't it?
I was going to say, does that affect quality of the meat? Is the female crab tastier than the male crab?
Of course it would be. much more appealing.
Much more appealing. where was I going to go with that?
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Taking photographs for the market lane and the crab before and after.
Yes. Oh, that's it. And they had like one of those, I can't think what they've got, you know, the reel of, and you pull it up and it's like a stand.
Oh, the banner.
The banner
stand, yeah.
Banner stand. And there was my photo. Oh, I was scoffed at. I was like, oh, I'm so pleased.
I hope they credited you underneath. Yes. Yeah. You know, business head on now.
So that was wonderful. And then they, again, like I said, they asked me to take photos, so that was great. So yeah, it's going really well, and I'm just constantly, you know, updating my blog and mm-hmm. taking pictures of my food. And
one thing that's just popped in my head,
yeah,
and it's also related, because we were talking next door to Kate in the bistro, and she does she's doing an event, Father's Day. Mm-hmm. If you don't remember, chaps out there, you know, it's Father's Day, so all your family will, you know, look after you on June the 15th. I wonder, would you do, or do you do, sort of, if people want to, like, I'd like to do something for my dad on Father's Day, so we could do some sort of cookery lesson or something that they could liaise with you, that's really nutritious, but at the same time it's, you know, it's a lovely treat.
Certainly,
for them.
Yes.
So again, definitely. It's, you know, linking those themes, if people want to do it as a surprise, because some people think, oh, healthy food and healthy eating is all boring, and as you say, Emily's website is so colourful. You're going to eat it.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I want you to do. I want you to be like, yes, I want a slice of that.
Well, so often you come across a recipe and there's no picture.
I know.
So A, you don't know what it should look like when you're finished.
Yes.
B, you're not. Mine really never looks like it though.
That's another problem. You need
that
to see
that pile of
now.
Stuff on the plate is supposed to look like that.
So that's the education side of
yes.
And in terms of that educating, do you also talk about how food reacts? So when you're cooking something, what the process it will go through, how it will change.
Yes.
And therefore people can expect what it's going to look like at the end of it.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Something you buy looking in its whole form will mm-hmm. turn into, yes.
Yeah. So. Excellent. So an educator, a researcher, a chef.
Ticks all the boxes.
Nearly a chef.
Brilliant. And she's young.
Oh, I think we need some more music.
I know, time's whizzing by.
So this one's play on words, folks. Hope you enjoy it.
If you've ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now, all through the week, as quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night, they go from house to house. You don't have to pay to use an admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stopping at the Saturday night fish fry. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Now my buddy and me was on the main stem, fooling around just me and him. We thought we could use a little something to eat, so we stopped in at a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease, and a lush little miss said, come in please. Before we could even bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shoving till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shoving till the break of dawn. Now the folks was having the time of their life, and Sam was jiving Jimmy's wife, and over in the corner was a beat up grand being played by a big fat piano man. Some of the chicks wore expensive frocks, and some of them had on Bobby socks, but everybody was nice and high, particularly
Saturday night fish fry. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Channel Radio.
And welcome back to Who Cares When. So were you rocking?
I was, yeah. And also we've had someone retweet from us who's out based in Boston, the US of A. See?
Brilliant.
Global. International.
We are. Worldwide. Domination. It's coming.
So who was it?
Who was it? Who? Oh, what? Bumpy. I thought you were talking about
the whole
the song
of Boston
then.
Tweeted.
a lovely gentleman called Jed Breed.
Thank you, Jed.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yes. Fabulous.
So we've been toying with you. There's a chance to win a copy of Emily Kurzenbaker,
Quiz Time,
Food
Quiz
at
Time.
One. And the publication is Healthy Foundations Standard Food Plan, Naturally Healthy.
Mm.
Got a copy in front of me. We've tweeted a picture of it.
We have.
And the question we are posing is that Emily named four main food intolerances that she has. And we'd like you to tell us as many as those as you can remember.
And the one that gets all of them or the most right.
Yeah.
Is so the winner.
Even if you can only remember one of them, it's worth entering.
Because and it is because we have a winner
we
in
have
our
winner.
Chair here.
Emily won our Tales from Turkey
she did.
Book competition.
I did.
It's always worth entering.
It is. You never know.
You never know.
You never
Some
know.
Of the silly questions and silly answers that we get to our quizzes.
We shout those out too.
We shout those out too. Yes. Because Sheil had a very funny
one. Though, Sheil. Yeah, that was clever.
So there's the question. Emily mentioned four main food intolerances that she has. What are they?
What are they?
We will like to receive your answers by this coming Friday.
Yeah, do it by email.
By
it's probably
email,
the best.
Yeah, at whocareswinsradio@hotmail.co.uk.
Yeah.
If you forget that, tweet us and we'll send you the email link.
Yes.
But don't tweet us your answers.
Well, you can if you like.
Telling everyone else what the answer is.
But we will do on a sort of, if, like we've done before, we draw the names out of the hat if we get more than one correct answer. If you all get four right.
Yes, then we'll draw the winner out.
Of course.
So the deadline is this coming Friday, which will be the 17th. Is it? Or is it 16th?
It's the 16th.
Sorry.
That's all right, Jan.
And we will announce
in another life, probably
on Monday.
Wonderful.
And then we will work out how to get it to them, whether it's convenient to meet up and have a photo taken, anything like that. We'll discuss that with the winner and with Emily once we know.
Indeed.
So, Emily, the time has just whizzed by. Thank you so much for your time. We want to give our listeners a couple of ways of getting in contact with you.
Okay.
We've mentioned your website, so I think it's only fair to point them at the website.
Yes.
And that is
the colourful website.
The colourful website. It's www.foodat1, and that's all one word.
It is.
.com.
Is it at or at sign?
It's 80.
It is 80.
Yeah.
And one number one or?
One number one. So it's www.foodat09e.
O-N-E.
So it's food at one, as in the word one,
yes.
Not
yes.
the number.
News at one, but food at one.
Okay, cool.
And that's .com, but it's also a .co.uk version.
Yes,
so
both.
Either way, you'll find her. On Facebook, food at, the word at one, limited. And Twitter, food at one, or one word. And we will post all of those onto Facebook.
Mm.
And don't forget her cookering course event on June 7th. We'll post those details as well.
Brilliant.
And Angela,
and if also you want to have some ideas for Father's Day,
yes,
you've heard it here on Who Goes Wins Radio, that she'll help you.
She will indeed.
You can do a surprise cooking for the day.
So it is CDAC Awareness Week, and we'll post a link to that if anybody's interested.
Indeed, indeed. Did you know it's Walk to Work Week as well?
When you said it, I thought it's about this time last year we were saying that.
If you want to have more information, Walk to Work, as in walk T-O, not the number two. It just takes hours to say these things. At walktoworkweek.org.uk. And it's from the 12th to the 16th of May.
Excellent.
So that's this week.
Good.
Talking about the Father's Day, if I could just go back, because we did mention Kate at the bistro next door, who's taken over the unit next to us, or units one and two, actually, at Hagland's Farm here. And we had a lovely leisurely drink in there before a show today. But she does have actually an event on Father's Day, June the 15th, on the Sunday. If you wanted to come down, she's got a couple of tables left, but you will need to ring her on 01303 870 475. There's either a two-course lunch for $12.95 or a three-course $16.95, and she has a children's menu. She's open from 9:30 to 4:30 Monday through to Saturday, and Sundays as well. She's open 11 till 4:30. So I highly recommend, come on down to Hagland's Farm. Oodles of parking,
absolutely
free. And so you can then come and have a wonderful lunch. And she's open for breakfast,
she is.
I noticed. It
not
says
a lot of people around here
full
are,
English
so that's
breakfast.
A good thing to know. We've quizzed her. She does have gluten-free bread.
Yes.
She's planning gluten-free cakes.
Yep.
And I'm sure if you phoned ahead of time and spoke to her about any intolerances
top
or requirements,
from
she'd be
Emily.
More than happy. Just quote, who cares wins, and tell her it's our fault.
That we said, yeah, we've sent you down.
She said, we said she'd cater for you.
Yeah, we did. She said, you said. Yeah. So definitely get down there, because it's not necessarily a place that you would see driving by, but it is a fabulous place.
Yeah.
A little gem.
And also, if you're on site, then there are other things to do.
Yeah.
There's the alpaca farms. In the summer, they have a corn maze. There's a little Dimchurch railway nearby.
Yep.
So lovely place to spend an afternoon or a day.
It is, absolutely. And of course, if you're here on a Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock,
you could
always wave through the window. I have some other events, Jan.
Yes,
can
please.
I whiz through some of them?
Yeah.
We had from the Faversham Tweet Up today, another fabulous get-together at the Courtyard Cafe at Brogdale Farm in Faversham, which is every second Monday of the month. But we also were talking to Julie Taylor, who tweeted earlier, and they are running a shortened version of their hypnobirthing workshops that she spoke about on the show when she was with us. So if you are a couple that are looking for exploring this hypnobirthing workshop more, they're doing a shortened version. So 23rd of May, they're actually looking for two more couples who are out there who ideally have conceived, maybe 12 weeks gone, maybe a bit more or a bit less. They won't turn you away, but it is only £49 per couple, and you get a full success manual, 5 CDs, which has got 7 tracks on it. They've got the face-to-face feedback is important for them, so if you go on it, all they're asking in return is some feedback, because it's sort of a pilot of their shortened version. So contact either Julie Taylor or Marcia at the Abbey Place Clinic, and we will again put that on the
Facebook
webpage, or just search it Abbey Place Clinic in Faversham and you'll find the contact details there. Also, we met Jennifer, the lovely, wonderful Jennifer Headley,
who
we've mentioned before on the show.
Yeah.
She has another event Sunday the 18th of May, 11 to 4 p.m. at the Umbrella Centre in Whitstable, and it's the I Heart Whitstable event. And she's going to be there with her gift cards, her glass work that she provides, and some small paintings. So do have a look at Jennifer Headley, that's JennifeR, Headley, HEDLEY.co.UK. That's her wonderful, colourful website, because you'll see all the marvellous stuff that she does. But do pop along and go and have a chat with her. She's a wonderful
lady. She'll be coming on the show.
She's coming on the show, yes. She is indeed. And also, do you remember last week, Jan, or the week before? Time flies here. But we had the wonderful Sabine come through and talk to us on the phone. When the blue lights are going off. And who's that?
Sorry, that's...
Oh, okay. Someone's vibrating. And so just to touch base, Feldenkrais method, there's also another workshop that's being run with Sabine and Julie Raitt, and it's Saturday the 26th of July. So I know it's a little bit forward ahead, but maybe get booked on because places are limited. The Seekers Trust at Addington in Westmorling, and it's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. £30, includes tea and homemade cake. And it's gluten-free.
Oh, we need to ask.
I have to ask that. Jan, you've got some papers there.
I've got some papers here. Yes, we mentioned...
I've got another one.
No,
you go for it.
Okay, a couple of weeks back we mentioned... Alison Carter.
Carter.
No Place Not Home.
Yes.
She's appearing all over the place because it's dementia-friendly. The song has hit the charts, hasn't it, of Dementia Friends.
Yes, did you see the advert on the television as well?
Isn't that lovely? One of my favourite songs. So she's this Friday at Olympia. Alison will be speaking at the Alzheimer's show.
Fabulous.
There. Next week is officially Dementia Awareness Week.
We'll
be talking a lot more about that on next week's show.
It is.
But linking back to Father's Day, this coming weekend, there is Push the Boat Out campaign. Sailing clubs around the area and possibly the country will be opening their doors so that public have free access to club's facilities.
Ooh.
An offer at the Varn Boat Club will be stand-up paddleboarding, windsurfing, kayaks, sailing, and a ride on one of Varn's fishing boats. All of the above is obviously weather-dependent.
Those stand-up surf, but I looked at those when I was in Australia, but I didn't
good?
Have a go because I'd be more in the water. Splash.
So if you're interested, I'm trying to see the location of this. We're fairly sure that it's definitely Kent. It's Romney Bay area, they're saying here, so it's close to us down at the studio. But you have to phone and book ahead. That's the only proviso. You contact the call or text the sailing captain on 078-581-33945, and that's the Varn Boat and Social Club. And again, we'll post those details.
Fab. And how are we doing for time?
We're quickly running out of time, so I'm going to say thank you again to Emily.
Thank you very much for having me.
Our song playing out is in your honour. It's the allergy song again. But very quickly, on next week's show, Liz Armand of Insightful Minds will be joining us. So have a good week, everybody. Take care.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
Food allergies, raw food allergies.